light of guidance, the 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 light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam, once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person. Allah, 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 10 of his sins are forgiven and his rank is elevated 10 times. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله صلى الله على محمد نور من نور الله مرحبا خوش آمدید welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful سلسلة of Light of Guidance the beautiful series which is on Madani channel subhanallah we are coming to you from Johannesburg South Africa which is indeed A very lovely and beautiful city, as it is also known as the City of Gold. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Today, we are back with another exciting and beautiful silsila, a very beautiful topic. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. Make good intentions. Such as, inshallah, when we hear the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will say Azza wa Jalla, I will say Ta'ala. When I hear the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood, salutations, salawat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I hear the blessed name of the tabi'een, I will say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu or radiyallahu ta'ala anha, inshallah. When I hear the name of any pious personality, I will say rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, subhanallah, inshallah, whatever I listen to now, I will inshallah try to act upon it, and at the same time, I will inshallah, you know, pass the knowledge on to others as well, because it is the teaching of Islam, that whenever you learn something, it is your duty to make sure you also pass the knowledge on to others. Knowledge is something in which a person shouldn't be bakhil, he shouldn't be stingy, he shouldn't be a miser in passing knowledge. Why? Because today you learn something, you pass on that knowledge to another person, subhanallah. Tomorrow that person will then act upon it, that person will then listen to what you told him. He will start, you know, implementing that in his life, in his personality, and who knows? That one sentence which you taught him, that one new thing which you taught him, that one thing you thought, it was something small. You know, you thought maybe it was something which wasn't very beneficial. You thought something, you know, which someone else could have told it to him. But you told it to him, and maybe that specific thing could bring a big changing in his life, could change his entire situation, could change the way he's living, could change the way he sleeps, could change the way he wakes up in the morning, could change many things in his life. And if he starts rectifying himself, if he starts acting upon it, if he starts going towards a good lifestyle because of that one thing which you taught him, then my question to you is, what more do you want? I mean, how much reward are you going to gain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That because of you, a person learned something, he implemented something in his life and he acted upon it, alhamdulillah, he is getting the reward, you are also getting the reward. So in future, and keep this in mind, it's something very beautiful, that don't ever think if you learn something or if you pass on the message onto someone else, you tell someone about something, then it is something small or it is something which, you know, is not so important for him to know about. No, no, no. Don't ever think about this. Whatever you have, you should pass on to others. Whatever knowledge you have, you should pass on to others. As very beautifully, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Ballihu anni walau ayah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that convey from my side, deliver from my side, pass on from my side, willow ayah, even if it is one ayah, but pass on from my side. And that time when you are preaching, when you are telling someone about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what are you doing? You are following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he informed us about Islam. He told us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He told us about the messengers. He told us about the books, about Jannat, about Jahannam, about the angels. He taught us everything. So when you are teaching something to someone, then you must know you are also following the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. At that time, you are doing the duty which a believer is supposed to do. And what is that? Is that following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And which sunnah? By passing on the message of Islam to the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So one of the good intentions which you can make now is that inshallah, whatever I learn, whatever we learn from today's beautiful, you know, topic, beautiful discussion, inshallah, we will pass on the message to others as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Today's topic is very interesting, very beautiful, very unique, I would say. And why is this? Is because today's topic has a connection with the youngsters and the youth of today. Yes, I like to target the youngsters. I like to speak about those topics which are relevant for the youngsters. And unfortunately, when we listen to today's topic, you will find out that many of our youngsters are involved in this specific action, in this specific thing. Allahu Akbar. And today we are going to be learning about the harms of bad company. Allah, 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 Allah. Bad company, filthy company, wrong company. Today, this is what we are going to learn about. Before we come to our topic in detail, a very beautiful incident I would like to mention to you. And this is written by Sayyidi Amir Ahl-Sunnat Mulana Hazrat Allam Mulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Rizavi Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya. He writes this on page 290 of Neki Ki Dawat, the beautiful book called Towards Righteousness. In there he writes that, you know, there is a certain incident which happened, that a strange odor begin to emanate in an area of Punjab, Pakistan. And, you know, after the locals started searching and looking around, that where is the smell coming from? What is the smell? So they found that the source of that smell was coming from a closed house. So they went and informed the police. So the police must go inside, see what happened, why is the smell coming, the doors are locked, the house is closed, what's the situation? So when the police broke the lock in the presence of the people and they entered the house, they were all shocked to see that a young man's body was there. Allah. Some parts of his body had decomposed and they started becoming infected with insects. Allahu Akbar. Seeing this, many people, including children, fell unconscious. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how long the body was there. The body was rotting and rotting. It was decomposing to such an extent that, you know, insects were starting to become infested upon the body parts, and the insects, you can say, were consuming the body parts. Allahu Akbar. After investigating, the police came to know that this young man had come to that area to work, and he was living in a rented property. And he became friends with some gamblers. Allah, Allah, Allah. So one day he won a lot of money from his friends in gambling. And in order to rob the lost money, his gambling friends put a rope around his neck and killed him by electrocuting him. Allahu Akbar. Then they left him there without shrouding or burying him, locked the door, and then they ran away. Allah, Allah, Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This incident took place in a certain area in Pakistan, which is Punjab. Right? But this incident leaves many, many question marks for us, leaves many lessons for us. And what is that? That is, I mean, this youngster, this person, he came to this city to work, to earn some money. Maybe he could send to his family to do something. And what he did was, he started getting involved with gamblers. So they would gamble, he would also be part of them. What was the outcome? That, you know, he also started gambling. One day he won money from them. They saw that so much money they lost. In the end, they electrocuted him and they killed him. This is just the harms of bad company. Allahu Akbar. I mean, this is the outcome and the result of bad company. Today we have children, today we have our youngsters, our loved ones, those around us. Do we take out the time and look at the friends of our children? Do we take out the time and look at the company of our sons? Do we take out the time and take out and look at the company of our daughters? Or we just leave them as they are? Our daughter is meeting men, we are happy with it. Our son is meeting some woman, we are happy with it. Our children are doing whatever they want to do, we are happy with it. How many times do you see that people start complaining, Munaya sahab? No, my son, he went to madrasa, he went to school. He was a decent child, not involved in this, not involved in that. As time passed today, Munaya sahab, my son is doing this, my son is doing that, my son is doing that. So the question mark comes, that why is the son doing that? Because look at the influence the son has. Look at the company the son is involved with. If your son is involved with good people, he is surrounded by good people, he is with good people, how do you expect him to become a filthy person? No. If there is one rotten tomato in a box, then slowly, slowly that rotten tomato will make all the tomatoes rotten. So what do you do if there is one rotten tomato in the box? You don't throw the whole box away. You take out that rotten tomato and you put that one side. It will save all of the other tomatoes. So the main thing is to save your children from the bad company, to save your children from their surroundings, from the evil surroundings, from the filth which they are with. This is what we should do for our children, for those around us. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu very beautifully mentions, and this are very beautiful words of wisdom, subhanallah. He says, do not involve in yourself in any such thing which does not benefit you. And keep away from the enemy. And save yourself from friends except for when he is trustworthy. Allah, Allah, Allah. For there is none equal to the trustworthy one. And do not be with the sinner, for he will teach you sins. And do not mention secrets before him. And seek counsel in your affairs from those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Advice, do not be with the sinner. With a person who is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because slowly, slowly he will also make you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person is a gambler. Today you're associating with him. No, Munasir, I'm not gambling. He's just my friend. I know him. One day or the other, you will have that you know, in Urdu we say the chaska, that maza, the taste. Ma'azallah, that, you know, let me also go and gamble. What's wrong? Just once I'll do it. And you go and you do it and whoop, you inside already. You are friends with an alcoholic. No, I don't drink, he drinks, he does whatever he wants to do. Yes, one day you will go and taste the alcohol. If you're not going to break that friendship, if you're not going to, you know, remove your association with that personality, with that person, tomorrow you're also going to go and taste the alcohol. My friend is doing this filthy act, my friend is doing this filthy act. The questions are there. That you are in company of each and every filthy, each and every wrong person, then how do you expect to become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do you expect to become a great personality? Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha, very beautifully he says, do not befriend an open sinner. For he will embellish his action and present it to you, and he will desire for you to become like him as well. Allah, Allah, Allah. Furthermore, he says, and he will display his worst quality as a good one. His worst quality, he'll present it to you like it's something good. You know, last night I drank this perfect alcohol, ma'azallah. It was like this, it was like that, it was like that. What will you start thinking? You know, yeah, the way he's describing it to me. And this is how shaitan plays with you. The most filthiest of things, shaitan will present it to you in the best of ways. It's like, you know, you take blood, for example. Okay, and you freeze it and you put it in forms of ice cubes and you try and make it look cute, make it look nice. Whatever it is, irrespective of however it looks, it's still impure, it's still blood. This is how shaitan plays with your mind, plays with your feelings. The most filthiest of things, shaitan will present it to you like it's very excellent, very beautiful. This is what Mawla Ali very beautifully says. He says he will display his worst quality as a good one. That open sinner who is your friend, him visiting you is a defect and a point of shame. A sinner is coming to you, a person who is filthy is coming to you, a person who is dirty is associated with you, has your friendship related to you, a person who is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly in front of everyone, doing every filthy and wrong thing. Now he is your chummy, he is your friend, he is your yaar, he is your everything, he is your partner. Furthermore, Hazrat Ali very beautifully says, and he says, and do not befriend a foolish person. First he said, do not befriend an open sinner. Then he says, do not befriend a foolish person, for he will place himself into difficulty and not benefit you at all. He's a fool. He won't realize what he is doing. What will happen in outcome? That he will put himself into difficulty, he will put you also in difficulty, and he's not going to benefit you in any way, because he's a fool. He doesn't have that intellect, that understanding, that maturity. Furthermore, Ali says, and it is impossible that he attempts to benefit you at times, but afflict you with harm instead. His silence is better than his speech. Distance from him is better than his closeness, and his death is better than his life. Furthermore, he says, do not befriend a liar either. An open sinner, a foolish person, and a liar. Do not befriend a liar, for socializing with him will not benefit you. He will speak about you to others and speak about others to you as well. Allah, and if you speak the truth, even then he will not speak the truth. Why? Because he is a liar. It's his habit to lie, it's his custom to lie, it's his tradition to lie. So today he'll come and tell you that so and so did something about you, said something about you, you will believe him. And tomorrow you will go to those people and say so and so said something about you, did something about you, and they will believe him. He doesn't have anything, he doesn't feel like he did say anything wrong, because it's his habit to lie, it's his habit to talk false things, it's his habit to not speak the truth. So these three people, Hazrat Ali is warning you, and he's saying, don't be friends with these three people. An open sinner, a foolish person, and a liar, because all three of them will eventually bring disgrace to you. All three of them will take you away from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All three of them will take you away from the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And very beautifully, Sayyidina Ja'far bin Sulaiman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states the following. He says, I saw a dog following Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So I said, oh Abu Yahya, such a thing with you? A dog is following you? So he replied, this dog is better than an evil companion. This dog is better than an evil, a filthy companion. At least this dog is not lying to me. At least this dog is not backbiting to me about anyone. At least this dog is not doing anything evil to me. At least this dog is not provoking me to go and gamble, to go and smoke, to go and drink alcohol. At least this dog is not telling me to go and disobey my parents. At least this dog is not telling me to disobey Allah and His beloved Rasul. So definitely this dog is better than a filthy and a bad companion. Allahu Akbar. This is the way the pious predecessors saved you from bad company, told you that, listen, bad company is not something which is for you. No, it is bad, it is filthy. That's why it's called bad company. Allah, Allah, Allah. Inshallah, we will discuss many more beautiful points regarding bad company, regarding, you know, filthy company, and some beautiful examples we'll also discuss, inshallah. But before that, let's take a short break and listen to some few beautiful words of wisdom, inshallah, in this package. And as soon as we return from this break, we will, inshallah, carry on our beautiful topic, which is the harms of bad company. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
One of the things that helped me most in my childhood is Amir al-Sunnah's Madani Pearl. As Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliya says, company has an effect. Good company makes you good, and bad company makes you bad. Dear children, the kind of friends you spend time with has a strong impact on how good or bad you become. We will become good if we have good friends who pray Salah, recite the Holy Quran, follow instructions from their parents and older siblings, look after their younger siblings, always speak truthfully, and do not fight or argue. We will become bad if we have friends who do not do these good things. Our friends should be good children.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayki ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurim min nurillah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Undoubtedly, very beautiful words of wisdom were shared with us now, that yes, and it is important to teach our children Islamic knowledge, the knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because once your children have the knowledge of Islam, the knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then coming back to our topic, I mean, then they will realize that, you know, which people should I associate myself with, which people I shouldn't associate myself with, because they will have the understanding, the knowledge that this person is moving away from the court of Allah, this person is disobeying Allah, this person is disobeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These actions take me towards Allah, these actions lead me towards the pleasure of Allah, these actions take me towards the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So automatically, at a young age, if you drill and instill the beautiful teachings of Islam in your children, tomorrow those children will become good themselves and the company will also become good. But it all starts from the basic age. It all starts from infancy. And I have mentioned this previously, alhamdulillah, and now I'm mentioning, in future also I'll mention inshallah, that, you know, when in English we say charity begins at home. And likewise, if you want your environment to become a good environment, you want your area to become a good area, you have to start with your house. If at home the company is not good, at home the environment is not good, how do you expect your son, your daughter, your children to have a good company elsewhere? I mean, your son comes home and your company is with gamblers, your company is with alcoholics, your company is with bad people, your son will pick that up. And tomorrow his company will also be that people. Why? Because he'll say, my father had that company, so I'm also going to follow the footsteps of my father. Children are naive, they don't have that understanding. So in order for your children to have good company, you also first need to have good company. Yes, you have good company, have the good environment at home, and then instill those teachings in your children. That's why it's important to learn ilm-e-deen and teach it to them as well. So you may know what is right, what is wrong, and you may even tell them what is right and what is wrong. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We were discussing the harms of bad company and the people which we should not befriend, people whom we should not associate ourselves with, people whom we should not connect with. And a very beautiful sayings of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we mentioned that he said, do not befriend these three people, a foolish person, an open sinner, Allah, and a liar. You know, do not befriend these kind of people. And he mentioned the reasons why that they will cause you harm, they will hurt you, they will disturb you. An open sinner, a foolish person, and a liar. These three people, do not befriend them. And now we have some very, very beautiful hadiths of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam condemned this bad and filthy company. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs us of the destruction of bad company and the destruction and the harm of evil and filthy company. Very beautifully, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, first hadith I'm presenting in front of you, avoid a bad companion, for he is a part of hell. Love for him will not benefit you, and he will not fulfill his promise to you. The words of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very clear, explicit. Avoid a bad companion. Avoid, stay away from him. Why do you want to associate yourself with that bad person? No. You know, people start giving then some logical explanations according to their understanding. That no, you know, the reason why I'm friends with him is that I want to change him. The reason why I'm friends with him is I want to, you know, amend his ways. I want to bring him on the straight path. Then ask yourself the question, how long are you friends with that person? 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 5 years? In those years, how much changes did you bring to him? How much changes did his company have upon you? If your effect on his character is better and he is reforming himself, he is changing himself, then subhanAllah, it's a good job which you are doing. But if it's vice versa, that you are there to rectify him, but the opposite is happening, that his bad company is affecting you, his bad company is destroying you, his bad company is harming you, then unfortunately your purpose is not being fulfilled. So the words of my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be applied, that avoid that bad company. If you know that you do not have the proper ability to change that person, to rectify that person, avoid his company. Why are you jumping in a well? Why are you doing something which is not appropriate for you? So the first nasihat, and beautiful nasihat which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, is avoid a bad companion. Number two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, he says, avoid an evil companion, for you will be recognized through him. Allah, Allah, these words are very, very deep. You will be recognized through him. And how is that? Today, start becoming friends with gamblers, for example, becoming friends with alcoholics. Although you don't drink, you don't gamble, you don't do any of these nonsense things. Tomorrow, when you walk in the street, people are going to say, "Hey, you know, he's the one who is friends with gamblers. He to juwariyon ke saath rehta hai, ye to sharabiyon ke saath rehta hai. He stays with alcoholics, he stays with filthy people. You know, his company is not good." People will not look at the good in you. They won't see whether you are drinking or not. They won't see whether you are gambling or not. They won't see whether you are doing that filthy action or you are not doing that filthy action. They will say, no, your company is with those people, means you are also one of them as well. They would include you as a whole. They won't exclude the black sheep from all the sheep. No, they will say he is also a sheep, he is one amongst them. So very beautiful words my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, avoid an evil companion for you will be recognized through him. If you want people to speak good about you, then have good company. You want people to speak bad about you, unfortunately you will have that bad company. How beautiful will it be, you walk tomorrow and you are going, so many people say, "Hey, you know, he stays with ulama-i-kiram. You know, he has contacts with hufaz-i-kiram. He has contacts with great mulana sahab. Wherever you see him, wherever there's a mulana, you'll find him always there. Wherever you find alim sahab, you'll find him always there. Whenever you find mufti sahab, you'll find him always there. You go in a masjid, you will find him always there. You go in any mahfil, you find him there. You go in any milad, you will find him there. These are good things which people need to speak about you. Not that, you know, you go in a casino, you will find him there. You go in a bar, you will find him there. You go in a shabin, in a pub, you will find him there. You go in some filthy place, you will find him there. That's not the words which we want from people. So again, these beautiful words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you will be recognized through him. You will be, you know, people will know you through that bad companion. So keep your companion very good. Keep your company very good. Allahu Akbar. The third beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and the summary of the hadith is, arrival of the morning for you should be in such a state that you are either a scholar, an alim. Means you should be a scholar. You should be a knowledgeable person. You should be an alim adeen. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further says, oh, you should be a student of knowledge. Yes, there are some issues, there are some problems, there are some reasons why a person cannot be an alim. Then you must be a mutalim, you must be a student of knowledge. Number three, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who listens to the scholars. You couldn't become an alim, you couldn't become a student of knowledge. Then become one who listens to scholars, at least he's listening to the correct things. Number four, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who loves the scholars. You can't become an alim, you can't become a student, you can't become the one who listens to the scholars. At least become the one who loves the scholars. At least your heart is inclined towards good people. Your heart is inclined towards pious people. Your heart is inclined towards the correct people. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, but do not be the fifth, otherwise you will be destroyed. Be an alim, you can't do that. Be a student of knowledge, you can't do that. Be someone who listens to scholars, you can't do that. Be the one who loves scholars, you can't do that as well. Then there is no fifth option. Do not be the fifth one, otherwise you will be destroyed. So what is this? My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you, associate yourself with ulama-i-kiram, stay with ulama-i-kiram, live with ulama-i-kiram, love ulama-i-kiram, respect ulama-i-kiram, listen to ulama-i-kiram, be with ulama-i-kiram. Because they will rectify you, they will tell you, they will appreciate you, they will show you what is right, what is wrong. They will tell you what is right, what is wrong. Allahu Akbar. And the fourth very beautiful hadith, I personally love this hadith so much. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, subhanallah, and he says, Allah Allah, the similitude of a good and evil companion. An example Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving. He's saying is like that of the one who handles musk and the blacksmith's bellows. The owner of musk will give you some musk or you will buy it from him. And if not, fragrance will still emanate. Whilst the handler of blacksmith's bellows will either burn your clothes or you will get a foul odor from him. Allah, Allah, Allah. May I be sacrificed on the beautiful examples given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beautiful my Nabi explained everything to you. In summary, the example of good and bad company is like that person who sells either musk perfume and a blacksmith. You go and sit with a person who sells ether, a person who sells fragrance, a person who sells musk. What's he going to do? Either you're going to buy ether from him, or he's going to apply the ether for you, or he's going to show you the ether. Okay, let's say nothing. You just went there. Because you're in the atmosphere of fragrance, you're in a beautiful atmosphere, somehow or the other, when you leave that shop, when you leave his company, you will also start smelling nice. You will also start having the fragrance. And you must have noticed it. Sometimes a person put very strong ether. You went and hugged him. You meet him in Jummah and Eid. You shake his hand. After a while, you smell your hand, you smell your clothes, you also start smelling nice. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave an example, and somebody, he mentions that, you know, that's the example of good company. It's with him, he is going to pass that good on to you. He is going to shower that good on to you. Even if you don't do anything, somehow or the other, that good company is going to affect you. You will also become a beautiful and a fragrant personality. Allah, Allah, Allah. And the second example which my Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave of a blacksmith. That you go and sit with the blacksmith, either you're going to do work like him, he's going to show you how to do it, or let's say nothing happened, you just went and sat there. Whilst you were busy, one, two sparks came on your clothes, either your clothes will get holes, your clothes will get burnt, something will happen. Or let's say your clothes didn't get burnt, you left that place and you started smelling yourself, you start smelling of smoke, you start smelling of dirt, you start smelling, you know, a bit heavy, it's not a pleasant smell. That's the example of bad company. That even if you're not doing what they are doing, somehow or the other, their bad company, their bad effects will have the effect on you, on your mind, on your personality, on your heart. Either you will start being involved in their bad company, or if not, then somehow or the other, that bad company is going to have an effect upon your mind, upon your personality. Allahu Akbar, Allahu. This is the beautiful examples which my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave. This is the understanding which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave. This is the teachings which my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave. And in a beautiful hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the summary of hadith that a person is upon the deen of his friend. What does this mean? Ulama-i-kiram have explained this, gave very different, many beautiful reasons, many beautiful explanations of this. But one beautiful understanding which we can get is that, you know, you are recognized through your friend. You are on the path of your friend. Your friend is good, you will also become good. Your friend is bad, you will also become bad. So your company is very important. Your surroundings are very important. The people around you are very important. Sayyidina Allah Muhammad bin Ahmad Zahabi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions this, and he mentioned this in Kitabul Kabair. He says a man would sit in the company of alcoholics. When the time of his death approached, he was reminded of the kalima, whereupon he began to say, drink and give me to drink also, ma'azallah. He died without reciting the kalima. He further says, if this is the harm of the company of the alcoholics, what will be the harm of the one who drinks alcohol? Furthermore, he says a chess player was reminded of the kalima at the time of his death. So he said, your king. And after saying this, he died. As we say, checkmate. He must have said those kind of words and then he died. Why? Because the entire life was associated with that company. The entire life was associated with those kind of things. So at the time of leaving this world, al-ayazu billah, this is what was coming out from their mouth. If a cup is hot, You put hot water, hot tea, hot coffee in a cup, and you touch the cup is going to be hot. You can never expect the cup to be cold. Why? Because whatever is inside, that's what's going to reflect on the outside. You learn science in school. If a person has filth in him, a person has evil in him, a person has nonsense in him, how can you expect him to start becoming a great personality? How can you expect him to start saying good things? How can you expect him to start seeing good things? How can you expect him to start hearing good things? How can you expect him to start going towards good places? No! His inside is filthy, so outside he will demonstrate filth as well. When a person is leaving this world, it's a moment where a person doesn't know what to do. It's not an easy situation. His soul is being removed. How difficult it is for that person, nobody can understand, nobody can realize. And at that point, ma'azallah, if these are the words which are coming out of your mouth, then what have you been doing your entire life? That you are so filthy at the time of death, you are not even fortunate enough to recite the kalima and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not fortunate enough to even tell people that you died on Iman, you are a Muslim, you are a believer. No, Munasab. I am just there to rectify. My company is fine. I'm not getting influenced by his company. I know what is right. I know what is wrong. This what I'm mentioning to you is just the harms of bad company. That just being with them is bad. Let alone involving yourself in those faulty things. Let alone doing those faulty actions. That you're not even discussing. You'll be just discussing of being close towards those faulty people. Al-Aman wal-Hafiz, al-Ayaz billah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our Iman, our Aqeedah, our company. Allahu Akbar. Here's the beautiful hadith which I was mentioning, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Al-Mar'u ala dini khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum may yukhalitu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That a man is on the religion of his friend, he should look at whom he befriends. Mufti Ahmad Al-Khan Naimi mentions the explanation of this hadith, and he says, before befriending someone, observe him carefully whether he is obedient to Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, and be with the truthful ones, be with the good ones, be with the pious ones, be with the good people. And Sufiya-i Kiram, subhanAllah, they went to another level. The human nature has the quality of absorbing things. One will attain greed from the company of the greedy, and piety and righteousness from the company of those that are pious, those that are righteous. As a sponge, you know, it absorbs all the water. How a human being is. Whatever you are, this is what you're going to absorb. You are around positivity, you will absorb positivity. You are around negativity, you will start absorbing negativity. Let us take a short break now and listen to some more beautiful words, inshallah. And as soon as we return, we will then be rounding off our beautiful silsila for today. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The final Prophet of Allah Almighty sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, indeed, closest to me on the Day of Judgment amongst people will be the one who recites the most salat upon me. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the company one keeps has its effects on him. For example, if you meet an Islamic brother who has tears in his eyes, a grieved look on his face, and a sad tone in his voice, due to the death of some of his relative, you will also become grieved for a while because of being with him. If, on the other hand, you happen to meet an Islamic brother who is talking happily and joyfully with a smiling and shining face, you will also automatically share his happiness for some moments. Likewise, if a person keeps the company of those who do not care about their afterlife and feel no hesitation in committing sins, his fear that he will also become heedless of his afterlife like them. If, on the contrary, a person keeps the company of devotees of Rasul who remain busy day and night making efforts for their reform to achieve success in afterlife with their hearts shining and eyes shedding tears with divine fear, it is hoped that he will also wholeheartedly gain a similar spiritual condition, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu Akbar. Very beautifully listening to these few beautiful pearls. So these kind of topics are for the youngsters. Unfortunately, we have come towards the conclusion of our silsila, and otherwise there was so much to be discussed, so many beautiful points to be discussed with regards to this evil and bad company. But inshallah, azza wa jal, yaar zinda sohbat baki, inshallah, in the future we get a chance, so we will be discussing these kind of topics, inshallah, which are more relevant to the youngsters as well. My appeal, my guzarish to you is that please try and make the youngsters listen to these type of programs, so they can also get an understanding of deen. They may also know what is right, what is wrong, as the silsila, the light of guidance, is especially for the youngsters out there, for the youth out there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide everyone, keep everyone on sirat-e-mustaqim, keep everyone on maslak-e-haq, maslak-e-ahl-sunnah wal-jama'ah. Remember, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman. Instill this love in your heart, in your lives. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you will lose everything. Al-Ayaz billah. Be happy, stay happy. May Allah Ta'ala keep you happy. Be positive, think positive, stay positive. Remember, it is good to always be positive. And as you mentioned now, you remain around positive people, you will take positivity in you, and you remain around negative people, you will take negativity. You be positive and remain with positive people. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Till we meet again, inshallah. We hope to see you, inshallah, and we'll meet you with a new beautiful topic. And till then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.